should use the Sabbath for what God intended. Listen to God's word. Hold it sacred. Do everything you can to learn it, and to learn it more deeply and more fully. Set aside at least one day every week to receive God's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation from His holy word. Rest in the power of God's word. Find your peace with God in His word. That's what the Sabbath was made for. For God to fill you with His heavenly blessing. When we use the Sabbath like that, we remember, we keep, we observe the Sabbath faithfully before God, and we keep the third commandment. So what if something happens that prevents you from keeping the Sabbath that way? What if something comes up that keeps you from receiving God's gifts? You can't make it to church on Sunday. You don't get around to your devotion one day. Well, if you don't come to worship just because you don't want to, or you don't like to, or the sermon's too long, If you don't come to church because you don't feel like it, if you don't do your devotions because you don't think you should have to, it's just not your thing, you're not into all that God business, if you avoid the word and the work of God He has set aside for your blessing, well, you're breaking the third commandment no matter what day it is. If that's why you miss the Sabbath blessings of God, repent. Turn away from that sin and set your heart to join with God's people whenever and wherever the word is proclaimed and the blessings of God are given to His people. Heed the words of Hebrews chapter 10 and take them to heart. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. If you miss worship, if you don't observe the Sabbath because you don't want to, that's a sin. Repent. But if you miss worship, or devotion, or Bible study, because you're helping someone in need, well, that's a different story. If one of your brothers or sisters in the faith, or one of your neighbors, regardless of their faithfulness, if anybody you know stands in urgent need of your help on the Sabbath day, well, then you should go help them. Listen to Jesus. Which of you, having an ox or a donkey that has fallen into the pit on the Sabbath, would not immediately go and pull him out? God has given us the Sabbath so that we can take part in His gifts, so that we can receive the gifts of His grace, that we can be part of His holy rest. So if someone you know needs your help to make that even a possibility, do everything you can to help them. That's exactly what Jesus does on the Sabbath in the gospel. He heals the man with dropsy and welcomes him in to the Sabbath rest of God. So you do the same. Even if on the way to church you run into somebody who needs your help, help them, and by your love, welcome them into the Sabbath rest and the saving grace of God. Then come to church. And if church is already over, we'll come the next time. The Sabbath is not your God. Jesus is. And if Jesus leads you to someone who needs your help on a Sunday morning, then you help them the very best you can. And do your best to welcome them into God's Sabbath rest. When that happens, when God leads you to something other than worship or devotion, when you've planned to go, don't fret. God has given us the Sabbath not just once, not just once a week, but every single day. day we have from God is a day holy to the Lord and a good day to receive His grace. By His grace, Christ makes every day holy for us. St. Paul says, one person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. What St. Paul is saying is any day will do. It doesn't have to be Sunday. It certainly can be, obviously. But it doesn't have to be. Any day will do. Any day will do for the hearing of the Word of God. Any day will do for cherishing God's Word and His gifts sacred in your heart. Any day will do for receiving the healing grace and the sacred rest Christ gives us in His Word. Any day will do. So remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy on Sunday, like you're doing now, as the Word of God transforms your heart and glorifies your soul in the presence of Almighty God. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy on Wednesdays as other pastors come here and share God's salvation through His Word. Remember the Sabbath anytime the saints gather to receive the gifts of God. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy at worship, at Bible study, at devotion, at hymn sing, during your own private devotions, and when your neighbor needs your help. Every day you observe the Sabbath in such faithfulness to Christ, know that Jesus is observing the Sabbath too. In His sacred Sabbath observance, Jesus gives you grace, helps you with His healing, relieves you with His rest, and enlightens you with His everlasting salvation and blessing. And He does it all on the Sabbath. For every day given us by the Lord is the day of His Sabbath blessing. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we will always remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our hymn of response is, Create in me.